So is Taylor Swift in trouble with the LGBTQ plus community? I don't know. According to recent reports and reviews of her music video, You Need to Calm Down, she is. I mean, on one hand or another, on the surface, it looks like, the video is very much in support of, Pride Month and people in the LGBT community and gay rights and all that good stuff. But a lot of people are criticizing her, saying that, the video is just using, gay issues more as like props for her to sell records, pretty much, and that it's not actually genuine. And I don't know, I'm kind of on the fence on this one because it's like I want to believe that, somebody like Taylor Swift would be genuine in their, attempts to want to support LGBTQ rights. But at the same time, I do kind of understand where certain people are coming from because, especially like with music artists or whatever, it's like if you're going to be a supporter of, gay rights and whatnot, be a supporter of that all year round, not just during Pride Month, you know what I mean? Because then it just looks like, you're just trying to sell stuff, especially if you happen to be releasing a song during Pride Month. You know what I mean? Like, you are trying to sell records. So it's like, of course, you're going to release a type of video with a whole bunch of gay themes. I can see where people can say that that kind of looks a little bit suspicious and it's not actually genuine. It's just purely and solely business oriented. But, I don't know. It's a hard issue. I mean, nobody knows Taylor Swift's heart. You know what I mean? Like, you can't. It's kind of hard to like pass complete judgment on a girl because like you don't know what her actual motives are. We can only look at what's been put out. And hopefully, my hope is that it is genuine. I mean, because she did a lot of other stuff too besides just put out, the music video. She also helped get a new gay rights bill passed by petitioning Congress. I mean, a lot of stuff she's done recently that has been a big help to the community. And so, when all this backlash is coming out and whatnot, I mean, it's just, I don't know, it's sad. It's just, I don't know, let's just hope for the best. Like, I try to give people the benefit of the doubt. I mean, at the same time, I understand where people are coming from and with them saying that it looks suspicious, but let's just try to give the girl the benefit of the doubt, at least for right now. And then we'll see how everything plays out in the future. But yeah, what are your thoughts? Do you think that Taylor Swift and other stars are genuine when they try to put out these, pro-gay rights comments and statements and projects during Pride Month? Do you think that they're genuine or do you think that they're just trying to sell stuff? Let me know in the comments below. And that's all for this particular episode. And until next time, peace out.